Your daytime is 7 after the hour. It is Thursday, the 14th of April. Opportunity knocking on you once again for another day. The opportunity that you have to be strong or weak. Which will you choose to be? And I don't mean necessarily in the physical sense, but you have the ability to face things head on, to deal with things, and hopefully not make it a battle. Battles are negative. Fights are negative. Arguing is strenuous. You do have time. You do have the chance to be sort of proactive, I guess is the terminology that's used these days. Sometimes it's referred to as good luck. You have luck with people. You can work. Some people can talk to people, and they just open up to them. That's the way some folks are. And other people, when they're, I was talking earlier about being in Congress yesterday and talking to some of the, not only Congress people, but to their aides. And we went into one office, and this fellow had really bad body language. He was very smart. He knew what the issues were. He was interested, but everything his body was saying was the exact opposite.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, leave me alone. And I felt when I first sat down with him and the other
little things like turning his back to you.
Well, it wasn't that so much as he was, you know,
yawning.
He was slouching in the seat,
looking away,
scratching his head, or doing whatever. And I found, but I was pleased that he knew as much as he did, but he didn't convey that sense of
I'm really interested.
Yeah, of being attentive to what we were talking about. And, you know, you wonder about some of this stuff when you hear about the arrogance. I'll tell you something. What bothered me more than anything else yesterday about the arrogance of Washington was where the public has to go to park in order to get into these buildings.
Impossible.
It is an outrage.
Where do you have to park?
Yeah, I had to go.
Nowhere near the Capitol.
Yeah, you couldn't find a place to park. It's like it was obvious they didn't want people to come in there.
No. There's no parking garages in Washington?
No. It's obvious. About 5-6 years ago, they pretty much cordoned off the whole Capitol area from being able to drive and park your car. You can drive past the Capitol on Independence, but you cannot stop unless you're at a red light. So there's nowhere to park within about a 3-4 block radius of the Capitol.
Yeah.
So whenever we do our broadcast down there, we have to lug all of our equipment, or we get special parking passes, and then you got to have the dogs go all through your car.
It's extraordinarily user-unfriendly, and again, at a time when we are supposed to be concerned about what the public says to get in there, unless you take public transportation.
And that's what most people do.
Well, but most some people can and some people can't. The visitors to town can't take public transportation unless they park outside of town and come in. If you're staying in a hotel in Washington and
98% of the visitors to town fly here or staying in a hotel and take the metro.
I guess I should go home then. I guess you're
1%.
Yeah, right. I shouldn't be here. Not welcome.
Most of the people who drive, you're right, will not be able to park anywhere close.
So I find that offensive and annoying.
Where do you think you should have been able to park?
I think I should have.
Right
there
in
are,
front?
There are, there are parking
right
lots all over.
So
that
Doug
there were
Stephens
empty holes.
Spot.
No, that's being, you're now being jerks. I'm annoyed. These people ought to be able to create a situation where the public at large can go speak. I'm not any different than anybody else. Or park so they can go in and speak with these people.
When you go to the Empire State
I'm annoyed. I'm offended by your attitude, like I'm being some kind of a jerk because I think that Americans ought to be treated with respect when they go in and talk to the people who are supposedly their representatives.
There's two things to take into consideration here. A, the space. One thing is
there are plenty of empty lots, plenty of empty spots in the lots here and there. But if you didn't have some special privilege, I'm on the staff, or I'm a member of this,
security,
or a lobbyist, or somebody that has hooch other than me, or the people who are with me, or any of the other hundreds or thousands of people that wanted to go in and speak. It's amazing. I haven't done this for a long time. Actually, I hadn't been to a couple of these. It's probably been 20 years since I was in the halls of Congress. To walk around in there and see lobbyist on top of lobbyist on top of lobbyist standing outside the doors.
Bumping into the walls, reading their BlackBerries.
Congressman, exactly.
Yeah.
They all have their BlackBerries on. They're all texting back and forth.
Just taking a few hours.
If you don't do anything, go to the Capitol and just walk down the halls and watch them bump into the walls and each other, reading their BlackBerries, texting each other, checking their email. It is hysterical.
Yeah. It's actually pretty troubling because there's so many of them over there. I was an unpaid lobbyist, so I didn't have to have a license.
There you go.
But, you know, I'm going in to advocate for something that's important to me. I'm not a hired gun, but these people are outside the doors. They are like ants ready. As soon as the door opens, there's another bunch of them that run in. Yeah. And the congressman that I visited yesterday, four or five of them, they had them not just lobbyists, but people from their district waiting. It was one thing. I spent 40, 45 minutes with Congressman McGovern of Worcester, and he was already 25 minutes late for sort of the appointment that we'd set up, and he had somebody sitting there waiting behind us to come see him. There was another constituent that was waiting when we came out, and it was just, he says like this every day, because he chooses to see everybody that wants to see him.
And that's very, very rare.
Yeah. He himself personally wants to meet with and see everybody who comes to his office. If they take the trouble to come see him, most of them are coming from Massachusetts, he sees them. And you're right, Jennifer.
I mean,
absolutely the way it ought to be.
I used to lobby for cable all the time, but only at the state level. I never did the Washington, D.C. trip.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, maybe you'd get one person that would actually sit and talk to you. And most of the time you talk to the staff, which, like you said, can be fine if they're into it or not. Mm-hmm. But literally, maybe one out of eight or nine of the actual elected officials would actually see you. So good for him.
And there were a couple of crusty. There's one guy from New Hampshire who's kind of a crusty old you-know-what who did see us, but he wanted to know what the issue was. And we said, well, there are a number of issues. Well, give me one.
Right. That's all I have time for.
Yeah, right, exactly. He had too many other things going on. All right. Anyway, that's getting that off of my chest to a point. Maria Bailey is here from Mom Talk Radio. Take advantage of her knowledge. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio here in Washington, where I also am for another day. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. The focus on making young ladies into young women at perhaps too early an age as we continue here on Good Day. The MetaFast diet that Jennifer is... Richie, none of you have really seen Rich. I have seen Rich.
Yeah, how does he look?
Rich looks not pathetically thin.
And nor will I ever.
No.
I'm about done.
Yeah, well, I can see that you are about done because your pants don't fit you, and neither does your shirt.
No.
Neither did the... He had on a sport coat and a tie last night, and he looked like, you know, he'd just come off of a boat as a refugee.
No, because, well, I didn't look that bad, but I refuse to go out.
You look better because you look like you're...
The clothes fit, just the jacket's too big now.
Yeah, you know, but you...
But I'm not going to go buy clothes at the midway point. Hmm. You know, if you're going to lose 30 pounds, you don't go buy new clothes when you've lost 15 or 20. You wait till you've lost the 30, and then you go buy the new clothes.
But aren't you done now? Isn't it time to go shopping?
No, I wasn't. I went out and bought a new pair of 36 jeans the other day, which I haven't fit into in quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't good this month with the vacation and stuff, so I need to lose another 5 or 8 pounds, then I'll go buy.
But it is noticeable and obvious to anybody who knows you well that you have taken care to lose the weight, and it hasn't gone...
It was easy. That's
why. ...into the wrong places. Well, it was easy with MetaFast. It was very easy with MetaFast. Roberta, you're on to it. Jennifer...
Oh, yes.
This continues for us here.
It's incredible.
Although you get to a point after, there are two ways of approaching this, losing the weight and then the maintenance. And I think, Richie, you're on the maintenance because you need
to
stick.
I'm about to go on that,
Do you stick with as much MetaFast food when you're on the maintenance plan as you did when you were losing?
Well, you do a 5-in-1 deal when you're on the losing part. I think the maintenance deal is like a 4-in-2 type thing.
I think we're starting incorporating
two,
some other things.
Four MetaFast meals and two regular meals.
And I think you incorporate fruit in and stuff like that.
Right, right. But you cannot just stop MetaFast and go because you will gain weight again.
Yeah.
So you have to do the maintenance thing and do that for a couple of months. But again, it's easy.
Well, it's easy if you think it through. You have these meals.
That's the thing. You don't have to think it through.
Well
that's
just
what I love about it. It's a no-brainer. And, you know, now that I'm going away next week, I've packed all my MetaFast meals with me.
Good for you.
And they're so easy to... I'm probably going to do a maintenance while I'm away because, I mean, you know, I'm at Club Med with all that really good food.
So you have two meals.
You know, they
a day.
Tell you to do right. that on vacation if you're.
Yeah,
know?
They say, you know, so I'm just going to go on maintenance, but I'm still bringing my oatmeals and I'm bringing some of the shakes that are really easy to make in the shaker jar.
Doug, you didn't hear one of our friends, Lori, emailed me last week with some questions, and she ordered the MetaFast, lost 7 pounds in 7 days.
Really?
And sent me an email the other day thanking us for talking about it.
Very
says
cool.
It's the easiest diet she's ever done.
All right. So there's how much more do you have to say
That's it.
About this? Here's the phone number to call to line yourself up to lose the weight. If you've been on a program and it isn't working, you need to call MetaFast at 800-506-4115 and tell them you're listening to Doug and Dr. Ken if you want. $50. Dr. Ken, who is our medical expert on the Good Day program, has suggested that this product is so healthy, and because the name is MetaFast, you know that it's connected to the medical world. That's what makes it work. That's what makes it safe. That's what makes it scientific. That's what makes it smart. 800-506-4115. Results may vary. You have to consult the doctor, or you ought to if you're smart, before you go on to a weight loss program. Did any of you talk to the doctor, or you just figured you talked to
Dr.
Ken?
I talked to Dr. Ken.
Doug.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we all talk to Dr. Ken, and then we have our nutritionist at
That's right, yeah. You'll be, the nutritionist will help you out a lot. You'll be watched by the nutritionist through the whole
program.
Yeah,
my guy Matt is fabulous. He emails me at least once a week.
800-506-4115. What does he want to take you out on a date?
No, he wants to know how I'm doing. You know, I told him I was going away on vacation. He had a lot of suggestions. He was fabulous.
Like, stay there?
To like stay there.
Nice. Oh, you're terrible.
Nice.
Don't you love me?
Oh, come on. Of course I love you. All right, so anyway, the number for MetaFast, 800-506-4115.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff, and now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details. At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore sore throats, or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Here we are celebrating our birthdays for today. 14th of April has seen people like Loretta Lynn be born into the world. This date, 1935, so that means that she's 79 today. The Country World and Coal Miner's Daughter, the story of her and all the other songs that she has she's sung to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award a couple of times and the ACM Artist of the Decade, in fact, in the 70s. So happy birthday to her. Don't come home a-drinking with lovin' on your mind.
Right.
Don't do that. Bad. Bradford Dillman, the actor, you'd recognize him if you saw him. Was in The Bridge at Remagen. A lot of he's in not many Westerns, but a lot of war movies. The Way We Were, he was soft, exactly the opposite character as he played in The Bridge at Remagen. Falcon Crest, he was on that show for a number of years. You'd recognize me if so. Born in the state, 1930, so that makes him, what, 80? 81. Let's see here, who else do we have that we want to celebrate? How about Richie Blakemore?
That'd be Blakemore.
What'd I say? It says Blake here. It's Blakemore or Blackmore?
Blackmore.
All right. Guitarist with a deep purple. Yeah, Blackmore. So it says Blake on my sheet, but Black on the other sheet. How many of their... he's done. Thank you, Doug. A number of solo things on his own.
Yes.
Best known as the guitarist for Deep Purple. He's responsible in part for this riff, Black Knight, Strange Kind of Woman, Fireball, Smoke on the Water, and
Hush.
Now, he's 66 today, born this day, 1945.
This is the song that everybody first learns on their first guitar.
Really?
Bum, bum, bum. Everybody can play Smoke on the Water on the guitar.
Peter Edward Rose, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle. Born on this date, 1941, so he's 70. My God, Pete Rose is 70.
Oh, that was Pete Rose?
Yeah.
What was his real name?
Peter Edward Rose. It's Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle.
And his name, they called him Charlie Hustle?
They called him Charlie Hustle.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He could move around the bases faster. That's why he won so many awards.
They called him that because he would run full sprint from home to first base no matter what. Yeah. If it was obvious he was going to get out, he still ran as fast as he could to first base.
Yep.
No matter what.
He had 14,053 lifetime at-bats. And his average for his career, Richie, was .303. Not a bad average.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I told you what his lawyer told me, that when they do an autopsy, they find three things in his brain.
Yeah, leave the third one out.
Okay, well, I'll put the first two in. All right, anyway, let's keep moving.
That's the big tease.
Larry Ferguson, keyboardist with Hot Chocolate.
Believe in miracles.
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing, Dad.
involved in Disco Queen, You Sexy Thing, You Win Again, Again. Yeah, this is
good.
This is good stuff. He's 63 today, born in the state 1948. Happy birthday to him. Next on our list is Kenny Aronson, guitarist with the group Stories.
Remind me of the days back at the 70s station.
Yeah, geez.
See, 104, playing all your biggest 70s hits this Saturday.
Oh, the oldie goody goldies, my rusty rag and make a records.
Join us again tomorrow night at the 70s station.
Who is Robert on Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't see him at all. I don't.
You know, my dad
him.
Can't stand him because they used to DJ together and they were competing DJs.
He's an he's an annoying, arrogant guy that has no...
I think he's funny.
You do? I don't.
A little.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think she's cute.
She is cute.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she was Buffy.
New mom.
34 today. Bob McElhaney is Mac on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's a Danny DeVito cable show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And Anthony Michael Hall Ritchie, birthday is today, born in the state 1968.
I love me some Anthony Michael
Hall. Wynn Butler, singer with Arcade Fire, is 31. So that's
I need to hear this.
It's 28 after.
Usually, detectives only have to find someone once.
Well, in Moonlight Mile, Amanda McCready is now 16 years old, and suddenly she goes missing again.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Fundamentally, every story that's a thriller is about society.
When you read Dennis Lehane, you realize the truth of that statement.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
Lehane captures the way people speak nowadays. He captures the way they live. He captures what they do for distraction or amusement.
Including a woman with hair the color of rum who has the look of a woman who keeps her plastic surgeon on speed dial. In Lehane's first story about this family, entitled Gone Baby Gone, we learned Amanda's mom is unfit.
And I love the fact that he has picked up these people's lives 12 years on and decided to tie up some loose endings from his earlier book.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a good day. 50, where are we? 33 after the hour. Maria Bailey, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, how much you're paying for gasoline? Over $4, between $3.75 and $4, between $3.50 and $3.75, less than $3.50, nothing. I don't have a car. Maria, what are you paying in Florida for gas?
I don't have a car.
You don't have a car?
Yes, you do.
I don't know. I don't own a car that I put gas in. I drive my kids' cars, but I don't. But anyways, I did see it on the treadmill today. It was $3.47.
Wow, that's cheap.
How do you get to work?
What do you think? We're crazy? What do you don't own a car? Everything is there you own.
You told me. What is the car you told me you have? You have
an Audi convertible.
No, I don't. I haven't had an Audi. I have not owned a car for almost a year. I'm very, very proud about this. I ride my bike to the office or I get a ride. No, today I'm in jeans.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I thought you were a Bluetooth mom.
I guess
I'm
extremely happy I asked how much gas was in Florida because I got a 5-minute diatribe on how it is that I don't have a car. Okay.
You know these environmental people.
All right, so the question of the hour has to do with children, especially young girls. I don't know why there is this focus on girls when it comes to trying to make them older than they are. Why is it that boys are not part of the same culture? Parents seem to target their young daughters in terms of clothing, in terms of makeup, in terms of how they...
We like to sexualize.
It's not parents targeting.
It's advertisers.
Well, it's advertisers.
Who controls
them.
The children? The advertisers or the parents?
No, the parents, the moms, believe me, I know this. The moms control the dollars, but they're persuaded by their peers and whatever. So
they're persuaded by their peers. You're talking about the kids are persuaded
peers
by their peers?
And advertisers.
Or the mothers are
the
persuaded
moms.
By
the
their
moms.
Peers.
You get some mothers who either don't care whether they sexualize or make their daughters seem older than they actually are. Then the other kids whose parents do care come home and say, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy. And then the next thing you know, you end up having 30% of your 7-year-old girls dressing a little bit too risque. and then another 10% of the parents give in. So now you got 40%. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how it starts. That's where it goes.
All right, let's talk to Maria about this because she's an expert marketer. She teaches companies around the country and around the world how to market to women. Yeah, how to do this, in essence, basically. So, and I don't know whether we do this. This is a good Twitter question, a good Facebook question for you, Jennifer and Maria. The marketers targeting children, how either do you teach them to do this or how do they do it without your tutelage, Maria?
What you do is you find exactly what Rich was just saying is we go out, we find moms who are a little hipper, a little bit more risque, whose values are a little bit more aligned with what, you know, we're trying to do, whether it's put, you know, makeup on a 7-year-old or 8-year-old or a certain type of clothing or whatever. And it goes in the other way, too. I mean, I have a company that is very conservative clothing, and we're trying to get their brand. We're trying to get their brand built. So we'll go out to the conservative moms. And then what we do is we sample product with them. We send them something. We tell them it's exclusive. They're the first to get it. And they take it and they give it to their kids.
Clothing? Are you talking about what are you? What sort of products are you talking about?
I'll give you an example. I did marketing for Apple Bottom Jeans. Okay, Apple Bottom Jeans for girls as young as 6 years old. Now, if you know about Apple Bottom Jeans, it's a very urban brand with a big old shiny apple on your butt and. Yeah. Some would say it's very inappropriate for a 6-year-old to be wearing apple bottom jeans.
Sounds like it to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds very inappropriate.
And there's a very, you know, kind of sexual song about apple bottom jeans,
boots with
so
the fur.
That kind
what
of
is it,
comes
Jennifer?
Out.
It's apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, the whole club was looking at her. Yeah, she hit the low, next thing you know, she got low,
this
low,
a song?
Low, low, low.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a pop song.
Right, it's a hip-hop song.
Scare me.
So what we did was we went out and we found moms who would allow their children to wear those, and we sent them clothes
for
their kids.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. What sort of mom? This is all value judgment stuff. So with me asking the question to Maria, and then I might ask it to Rich, and I'd ask it to Jennifer, or maybe I wouldn't ask Jennifer because she's not a parent, but I would ask the other three of us who are parents, Roberta.
But I'm judgmental, so you can
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right.
All right. So what kind of
daughters.
Parent goes out and does this sort of thing? You said hipper. You're trying to dance around this because I know you well enough to know that you don't necessarily approve of this, and your kids wouldn't be wearing this sort of thing.
What age are we talking about here? That's
we're
what
talking
I want
about
to clarify.
9-year-olds, 10-year-olds.
Oh, we're talking about
8-year-olds, 6-year-olds. Yeah, right, exactly.
There are apple bottom jeans for 6-year-olds.
Oh, good Lord.
Great.
And they're sold at Macy's, and they do quite well. What kind of mom? Okay, well, I tell you, it's a mom who is wearing apple bottom jeans herself, and she thinks it's cool to have her kid dressed like her. So we
are
go
we
out
talking
and find
about ethnic?
Moms.
Are these ethnic jeans?
No, they're somewhat
urban.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between urban and ethnic?
I think it's more like a hip city vibe more than you'd find.
So white and black children would be wearing this?
Yeah, it would definitely be part. Yeah. It's definitely part of the hip-hop culture, though, the apple bottom.
Can I make an assumption, and you guys tell me whether I'm right or wrong? It's a mother who wants to be friends with her daughter, not be her mother.
Exactly.
Point.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So then what does that say? What does that mean or say about the mother in your experience, Maria? And I'm putting you on the spot because this is one of the reasons I have you here to talk about stuff like this. And so what is the insecurity in the mother? What's it telling us about her upbringing if, in fact, she feels like this needs to be her relationship with her daughter? See, these things never are simple, never on the surface. It always goes much deeper. This is an important item to grasp about personality. Not that you can declare it right or wrong. It just is something that we need to be aware of because I think that sometimes parents don't even think about this anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's very easy to judge their values, but, you know, you look at You look at Suri Cruz, okay? Is it appropriate for Tom Cruise's daughter
She's wearing
to be
heels?
Carrying a $1,200 purse?
Whoa.
No.
You know?
Not appropriate.
Yeah, I mean...
Is it appropriate for Miley Cyrus, who's 16, to be singing a song holding onto her crotch?
Here's the one,
the thing about it is, in their world...
Whose world?
That's
parents
their values.
Or child?
Whether it's an urban mom who thinks that it's appropriate. In my values, no. It's not appropriate for my daughter to carry a $1,200 purse or to wear apple-bottom jeans. However, in their world, those are their values. It doesn't... I will say, and if this is what you're trying to get to... There are a lot of those moms that are very good moms, but their values just are very different than my values.
Let me
in
ask
their
you this
world,
one. Well, different values don't mean bad moms. That's a clarification that's appropriate.
Do any of you, Maria, do you let your daughters, your two daughters, or Roberta, do you let your daughter, or Jennifer, did you wear, because this may have been in your time, I don't know, I will not let my daughter wear sweatpants that have some kind of phrase or words
juicy. No way.
Juicy or pink or something like that.
Yeah, the juicy stuff is really.
And I'm like,
if
you let your daughter go out and wear it with, and you want to advertise her rear end to everybody with suggestive, I mean, not pink is a little word, but it's just sexy. It's cute right there.
Yeah,
you're
attention
basically
to the butt.
Drawing attention to your young
daughter's
butt.
If I were you, Rich, I'd get her a pair of pants that say, stop looking at my butt, perv.
Yeah. My dad is about to beat you from behind.
Here's what this says to me. This is about parents not knowing how to say no. That's what I said.
Yeah,
it's about
parents wanting to be friends rather than being parents. Yeah.
What about makeup?
I started wearing makeup really early because I loved it. And my mom let me wear a little bit of makeup.
What is the early? What age do you wear makeup?
Oh, gosh. 10, 11, 12.
Mm. That's different than 6 or 7 or 8.
Well, I mean, I could wear that at home.
Well,
how old was JonBenet
Ramsey?
She was 5.
6, wasn't she? 5 or 6?
She was 6 when she died.
Yeah. And look at the pictures of her.
My mother-in-law plays with my daughter. My daughter loves to play dress-up, and she puts on princess outfits. And then she'll come in with every now and then playing dress-up.
That's healthy.
Like
playing dress-up is healthy.
She will come out with makeup and
that's okay.
Lipstick.
But it's going out into the world and having it serious. Playing is one thing. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But there's this new line of makeup for 8-year-old girls, 8, 10, 12-year-old girls. That's apparently based on the makeup of 18 to 28-year-olds, just to make them look older. We were talking about the Abercrombie and Fitch stuff. Was it earlier this week or last week we were talking about those push-up bras for a 7-year-old? What is the matter with anybody who would buy this kind of stuff? But marketers are banging away at this, Maria. And they're obviously getting the job done because there's more of this stuff.
So, Roberta, you're the kind of the hippest one that would probably be over farther to the other side than any of us.
You mean wanting this stuff?
You live in New York. You're an urban chick. Your daughters are urban chicks.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I've always run against the grain. When I was young, my kids mostly wore clothes from the thrift store because they would totally destroy them. So I never went with this, you know, the name brands.
Yeah,
And in fact, one of the reasons why my daughter loves her new school so much, she's in the Performing Arts High School now for 10th, 11th, and 12th. In the 9th grade in the neighborhood that we used to be in, which was actually an upscale suburban neighborhood, that's where all of the name trends were. The UGG boots and the Juicy Couture and the 7 for All Mankind jeans. And Victoria was never into any of that stuff. And she's a very eclectic dresser. And she would get made fun of. What are you wearing now? That's so weird. What's the matter with you? So now at this newer school, which is a New York City public school, the kids go, hey, that's really cool. Where'd you get that? So it's a totally different. Here we are in an urban environment, but in a New York City public school. And that brand name stuff isn't as important as it is out in suburbia in the upper middle class
areas. All right, so Maria, you're in a
totally
suburban situation in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. Your children go to school there. What kind of influences? You're pretty strict, so I'm not guessing that you succumb to this sort of thing. I was looking at a picture of a these new Tinkerbell dolls that are dressed up like Playboy. I mean, these are for 3-4-year-old kids.
And Tinkerbell's dressed up like Playboy?
Yeah. Look it up. You can go check it out.
This is where I think that anybody whose children go to a school that requires uniforms, we are the luckiest moms in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the reason why they have uniforms is so that
uniforms.
They diminish the competitiveness as far as logoed clothes, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, and what's inappropriate. But, my kids really aren't into all of the name brand things. I don't know why, because certainly I've allowed them to do that if they want it, and I have access
all right,
to
but
it.
You know what? Here's the next thing that is the problem. We only have about a minute left here. The push, again, I'm looking at this picture of Miley Cyrus, who I find annoying as an adult, but it's not, I mean, it's not about blame, but if you want to blame somebody, look at the parents, Lindsay Lohan, all of these kids that have gone down these roads. You can see how, especially with Lohan, how you're talking about dysfunctional parents, my God. But the idea of what comes from all of this, including values about food, they're supposed to look this certain way. So the anorexia that kids, mm-hmm. mostly girls, develop in high school comes from this age, apparently, where they're being taught they need to look like Miley Cyrus, who's a skinny kid. And, you look at what's-her-face, Spears, and she's not like that, Britney Spears. But, you know, she's been criticized for being too heavy. You know, this kind of sick stuff. That's just one of the outshoots, I think, of all of this sort of discussion. And parents need to kind of be slapped around a little bit, maybe in terms of what the reality is. And as I think Jennifer said, it isn't appropriate for you to be your child's friend. You can be friendly. You don't have to be a jerk to your children. But for heaven's sakes, exercise some leadership.
You're the rule maker.
Exactly.
You can have fun with your kids.
Right,
I have a great time with Victoria.
Right.
Just the other day, she turned to me and says, well, we have so much fun together, don't we, Mom?
I can see that you do.
But, you know, I'm still the one pick up your
you're
room. Is your homework done?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't get a B in this class, you know, you're going to have privileges taken away, so I'm still the mother.
There you are. And a really nasty, ugly one, too. Mean and ornery. What a terrible thing to say to that poor girl. Anyway, you get the point of the discussion. Thinking about what your children are doing and what gives them their value is a very important job for parents. 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are among the most common and costly health problems in America. According to the CDC, nearly half of all adults have at least one chronic disease. But these conditions are preventable, and people can take steps to lower their risk. Pharmacist Andre Mackey from CVS Pharmacy has more on the importance of preventive care.
Early detection through health screenings is critical to managing and in some cases reversing the effects of chronic diseases like diabetes. However, many people aren't receiving health screenings because they don't have a doctor or they can't afford it. To make preventive care more accessible, CVS Pharmacy is providing free health screenings at more than 800 To Your Health events across the country.
The CVS Pharmacy To Your Health program offers over $150 worth of free screenings for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis, and vision. For more information, visit www.cvs.com/toyourhealth.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's all about deficit reduction with a debate on how to get there. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Here's what President Obama is calling for, a $4 trillion reduction in the federal deficit over 12 years.
We have to live within our means. We have to reduce our deficit, and we have to get back on a path that will allow us to pay down our debt.
And yes, the president did use the T word, T as in taxes, and raising them for the wealthy.
I say that at a time when the tax burden on the wealthy is at its lowest level in half a century, the most fortunate among us can afford to pay a little more.
Republican response to this, as you might think, not overly positive. Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas saying the country cannot tax its way to economic recovery.
How do you expect to help the job seeker by yet again punishing the job creator?
And Republican Eric Cantor, who is the House Majority Leader, criticized the president's plan for being short on specifics.
We have spoken to the specifics, Mr. President. We are serious. Where are you?
Oh, and one more note about the president's speech delivered yesterday in Washington, D.C. There is video of Vice President Joe Biden nodding off just as the president got to the part about the relative value of Medicare vouchers on the open market. For those interested in specifics, the vice president's eyes were closed for about 25 seconds during the 44-minute speech. Power nap. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's spring. Time for some fresh, entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
It was a day of small gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 7 points yesterday, closing at 12,271. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ gaining 17. Crude oil prices. After 2 days of losses, on the upswing again, up another 86 cents a barrel to just over $107. Another air traffic controller grabbing some on-the-job nap time, prompting a staffing boost at airport control towers. In this latest incident, an air ambulance carrying a sick patient had to land without the tower's help at an airport in Reno, Nevada early yesterday. The lone air traffic controller was out of communication for 16 minutes. Barry Bonds, guilty. But there's more to this story than just that headline. A San Francisco federal court jury has found Bonds guilty on a single count of obstruction of justice, but the jury could not agree on three other counts of perjury. After the verdict was read, defense attorney Alan Ruby pointed out that Bonds was not found guilty on charges related to steroids.
The counts which alleged steroids, which alleged needles, which alleged human growth hormone, those were mistried.
Mistried as in the jury was deadlocked. Bonds faces a maximum of 10 years in prison on that single conviction of obstructing justice. It'll be up to the prosecutors to decide whether to retry him on those other three counts. Couple of closing notes. First, what has become our daily check of this.
All right, fill it up.
Yes, prices at the pump. According to the AAA National Gas Survey, a gallon of regular is now at $3.81, up 9 cents over the past week, up 25 cents over the past month. We'd like to give as many of you as possible an opportunity to sound off on gas prices. From New Jersey, here's Vinny, who wants to vent about the big oil companies.
They're making billions of dollars, and, you know, here we are with taxpayers' money. We bail them out with banks. We bail them out with, you know, all this other stuff that's going underwater. And meanwhile, all the people in this world, we're going underwater because of them.
Vinny pointing a finger at big oil. Finally, let's talk about Oprah. Her syndicated show will air its final episode on May 25th, and she's bringing out some big guests leading to that final show. The White House confirming that President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will appear together on an Oprah show to be taped in Chicago next week and will air on the 2nd of May. Here's an idea for you, Oprah. Make it a favorite thing show. Yes, and on this show, Oprah can give President Obama a gift. She can use her fortune to pay off the entire national debt. What do you think, Oprah?
Wonderful!
I thought so. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.